You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. King Princess is the project of Michaela Strauss, a singer, songwriter, and producer from Brooklyn. She's a platinum-selling artist, and she put out her second album in July 2022. The last track on the album is the song Let Us Die. Rolling Stone called it the banger of the year. In this episode, Michaela takes the song apart, along with two of her collaborators, co-producer and co-writer Ethan Gruska, and multi-Grammy-winning producer Mark Ronson. You'll hear the original voice memo that Michaela recorded, and the demo she made with Ethan, and you'll hear the drums recorded by the late Taylor Hawkins, the legendary drummer of Foo Fighters and Alanis Morissette, who passed away earlier this year.
I'm King Princess. I was in upstate New York in this house that's really important to me and my family by this lake that I go to. I was super depressed and upset and going through some relationship stuff. You know, my girlfriend and I were going through this period of like, she was like, am I happy being with you and your constant need to be seen by everyone, including me? And I was like, well, please don't leave me, like, you know? That was, like, one of the most adult conversations I've ever had, was to, like, really look at myself and be like, am I hurting this person that I love by being me? And is she hurting me by being her? That's what I wanted to get through in this song. I was actually out on the lake in the rain, and I started singing the melody.
It's the only way to love you is to let us die.
That's while I was getting off the boat, walking up to the house. That's why I sound a little winded.
Well, it's the only way to love you to let us die.
So that's how it started, was just the chorus melody in my head.
My name is Ethan Gruska, and I co-produced and co-wrote Let Us Die with King Princess. The first day we ever got together was for this song.
I had a good feeling about Ethan, and then I was like, I want to show you this idea.
Michaela walked in with this fully formed chorus, and originally you played me the idea, I think, on piano.
But yeah, no, this had to be a big rock song.
And so we grabbed this instrument that I have that my friend Ruben made. It's like a acoustic tenor guitar that he retrofitted to be a bass with something called a rubber bridge. And it creates this tone, like somewhere in between a guitar and a bass.
It's very round and it's very hungover and sluggish sounding.
We were just looking for something like kind of raw and like having a different kind of energy. And so I remember just showing you that instrument and you just kind of immediately ran with it, started playing. And that was kind of an initial spark.
And so I kind of put my head down and just started writing.
I knew this would happen. You're angry and you're captured. And I feel the rapture. Oh, I'm not your captor.
And so I wanted the rhyme scheme to be cyclical, this kind of word puzzle of rhymes that I felt was indicative of what my brain was doing during this period of fighting and contemplating whether this relationship is gonna work.
Yeah, We were always going back and forth with figuring out a way to like have you be like really honest and human and like raw, but like have these stranger, more glitchy tones being inserted into like a anthemic rock song. We were on the Mellotron.
I really wanted a spoken word poem in this song.
Baby, I'll leave us behind if it means that you'll be happy.
I love the feeling that you're on the phone with someone and you're like throwing down the ultimatum. The idea that's something I would end a phone call with, or that would be a voicemail, being on the phone. We were doing a lot of phone communication, me and my girl at that point, so it felt right.
And if it means you can't have me, it's fine.
So we ended up taking this song, as I do with some of my projects, like Mark kind of comes in towards the back half.
My name is Mark Ronson.
He's a producer. He's a songwriter. He's like my mentor.
She brought me this demo.
Happy on Friday.
And I just loved it. I just needed to hear it again and again.
He was really obsessed with this song and really obsessed with the finishing of this song. We were listening to the song and he was like, first of all, there needs to be more guitars. Mark was just like, by the last chorus, it needs to explode into like just insane chugging bar chord symphony. The final lyric is, if the only way to love you is to let us die, drive the car off the bridge and let us dive. And it's not to say that I want to live without you, but I will if I have to.
And it's not to say that I want to live without you, but I will if I have to.
And then I just had this idea. I was like, I think that this really just needs a phenomenal drum performance.
He was like, Michaela, there needs to be a human drummer on this. What about Taylor Hawkins?
And she was like, holy shit, do you think he would?
You know, Taylor played with Alanis and was this phenomenal drummer for so many people, so many songs that we love. A lot of female rock, like lady rock, which I love. I thought that was so cool. And then I obviously love the Foo Fighters. I love them so much.
And I sent it to him. He really dug the song. He loved her voice. He loved the energy and the aggression of the lyrics. And that was it.
And I was like, oh, wow. I don't think I'm ever going to forget that day.
And this was like November 2020.
It was nighttime. We had worked all day. Taylor was in LA. I was in New York at my dad's. And before he started, Mark, you know, got him on FaceTime and I was like, hey, man, I was kind of nervous, honestly. And he was just so lovely and supportive and just like, I love the song. I'm going to do a bunch of takes. And the song starts and he starts playing. And I just burst into tears. I was just like, oh, my God, this song just went from a 7 to a 50.
She had only ever heard it with the program drums. And the first time he gets to the chorus and rolls through, I just saw her. She almost looked like in The Matrix when they get punched in the stomach in like slow motion. It's just like, raw.
And Mark was just like dying laughing because I was so emotional. And he was also, I think, emotional. And then he got to the end of the song, the first pass, and it was just like, he just went crazy.
Taylor was just playing these like walloping takes and then like rushing out the booth, like sweaty on FaceTime. Like, what do you guys think of that? We're like, what do you mean? What do you think? That was amazing. And then he'd be like, I'll go and do another one.
He just kept playing, you know, and you could like feel him like smiling, like if that makes sense. Like he loved it. Like he loved playing on it. And I think that that was what was the most wonderful as a young artist was like, I want to be like that. Like I want to love to play forever. That to me is what I took away the most out of that. After we tracked the guitars and he tracked his drums, I felt like it was in a really good place. And then I went into the mixing process. I went in with Sean Everett, who Ethan and I both adore. He is a mad scientist. I remember being at my dad's studio and my dad was there and we were listening to the song. My dad is named Oliver Strauss, who has been a studio owner for 20 years. My dad's studio is in my childhood home, and I grew up partially at his house, partially at my mom's, and he was always recording. You know, we've worked really hard on our relationship. I think it was interesting going into this record because it was the first time that I, in a really long time, like since I was a kid, that I was like, what's your opinion?
Her dad is just like, you know, a great engineer and producer and knows all the tricks of the trade.
I said, Dad, you know, we're having kind of an issue with making the chorus hit really hard because the verse hits really hard. Like the minute the drums come in, you feel like, ooh, that's a moving train. And you want the train to go faster in the chorus. And I was like, Dad, what do you think? And he was like, oh, just make the verses mono and the chorus is stereo. And Sean and I both were like, oh, shit. Dad, after that, he got very comfortable by the end, being like, Sean, it was funny, it was cute. And I'm happy we shared that. And that note made a huge difference. Since I was a little kid, I've always written music to try to express my feelings to other people. I'm way less articulate, I feel like, when I'm speaking than I am when I'm writing a song for somebody. Songs force you to be concise, and I tend to not be that concise. And so when I put out music or bring music home and show it to people, there'll always be these moments, these kind of hard moments of like, oh, this is how you were feeling. You gotta express yourself somehow or else you're gonna be consumed in your shitty feelings all day.
In March 2022, the song was done basically, but it hadn't come out yet. And then on March 25th, Taylor Hawkins passed away while Foo Fighters were on tour in South America.
I felt devastated. Just the tragedy of losing someone that is such a beacon and a light.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know what to think.
Weeks or maybe even months later, we broached the discussion of what is the respectful thing to do? You know, is the respectful thing to not release it? What I came to is like, it's really the decision of his family, if that's something they'd like to be out in the world. So we asked, you know, we said, what do you feel about this? I can't even begin to tell you how sorry I am and how I do not mean to burden you with this question. But, you know, they basically were like, if he loved the song and he wanted to be on it, then it should come out.
So we went back to turn the drums up. I was like, we're turning up every fill, 7 dBs. And I spoke to Dave Grohl because I told him the story how we turned up all of Taylor's fills. And he's like, that's exactly how I would have wanted it.
You know, you get to work with people sometimes every once in a blue moon that you're like, wow, like this means something to me as a musician. And he was one of those people. It was brief, but he made me feel like I was legitimate as a musician. And I just am so appreciative, you know.
And now here's Let Us Die by King Princess in its entirety.
Huh. your captor. I hate being hopeless, and you're starting to notice, and that makes me hopeful, and that makes me feel like we'll be alright. That's the only way to love you. So let's die and drive the car right off the cliff.
Visit songexploder.net for more information. You can find links to buy or stream Let Us Die, and you can watch the music video. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast, Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Song Exploder and the show's theme music were created by me. I produced this episode with Craig Ely, with artwork by Carlos Lerma, music clearance by Kathleen Smith, and production assistance from Chloe Parker and Mary Dolan. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.